Рав Шлита. Снова. Хадиш Нисен. Preparing for Pesach, for the Leila Seder. First Mishnah. And she starts with the Aloha of Dikis Chometz. And she says, Ur la basa, boitchnos chometz layoner. Ur la basa is the night of Abasa of Nisan, 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach. So the Gemara has all Arichas, all Shaklatayah. Why does the Tana, what does the Tana mean when he says Ur? If he means night, or if he means day. And all Sugi the Gemara, and then the Gemara says he means the night of Barbasa. But he uses a word, he uses Ur. Even though it means night, or it means light. And the one says, Ba'asa de Rafuna, the place of Rafuna. Rafuna says, Nagi, or it means Nagi. His place, they called light, they called the night, they called Nagi. It means really the night. So Rishayim speak already, why does the Tana, what does the Tana mean when he's, why doesn't the Tana say the plain Lashon, Leila Basa, like it says always. Why does it choose just the opposite word, Ur La Basa? It calls the night of Abasa, it calls it Ur La Basa. So it could be that this is Bamas the key word in the whole Sacht and the whole line of Pesach. Because the night of Pesach, say, Man Ishtana Halayla Zem Kol Halaylas. How much is different this night than all nights? This night is a night, but it's different than all nights. Hashem took us out, Afeilu L'Ergodl. From the night became Ergodl. The night of Pesach is not a night, it's a night which is became changed over to Ergodl. Like the Zohar says, the night the clouds went out of Mitzrayim was lit like a Ur, like Yoy. So really, this is a very, very basic Indian, and the whole Indian of not only of Gulas Mitzrayim, of the whole Mitzias of Klal Yisrael, the whole Indian of a person in this world. The Pasuk says, and the Pasuk speaks about when Hashem coming down to this world, Kapitel Kuf Lametes, in Tillim, Hashem Chakatam Nivitedo, the whole capital speaks about the whole lineage of a neshama, the purpose of a neshama coming down to Olam Hazeh. The world Olam Hazeh is Doim Lalaila, it's a Laila. The Chazal say, Toshas Choshev Yilaila, the Olam Hazeh Doim Lalaila. We'll have to define this in Blinada, this in Laila, but first it's called darkness plane, it's dark. And when the neshama comes down to this world, the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, on the neshama, in the name of the neshama, I thought that the darkness will overcome me. I will be completely into the darkness. It will cut me off from my roots, from my sheresh. But I found out a big sight. I found out when I come down to this world, the Laila became light. From you, a cheshach doesn't work. It doesn't make dark. This cheshach doesn't make dark. Laila kayem yor. Kachashecha kairo. It's all the same. Light, darkness, all the same. So that's the purpose of a neshama coming down to the world, to Olam Hazeh, to change over the Olam Hazeh Adoim Lalaila into an oir, not plain oir, but even a bigger oir, even a greater oir. Like the Pasuk says, It's not plain oir, it's our God. Say the Rambam, that Ner, not oir, Ner is something that illuminates the darkness. Ner is a candle. There's an oir and there's a candle. Candle goes into the darkness and illuminates the darkness, change brings a light into the darkness. So Ner is Gematri or God. Ner is not plain oir, it's our God. It's a big oir. And this is the tachlis of neshama coming down to this world to change over the cheshech ba'il mazah into our God. We found out the secret the night of Pesach. Mitzrayim is a cheshech. Mitzrayim is also Gematria Rofel. Gematria Mitzrayim, Rofel is Choshech. And Ani Yotze B'Sech Mitzrayim means I become revealed in this world. And I tell you the secret of the world. Secret of Olam Hazeh Adoim Lalaila. Ani Yotze B'Sech Mitzrayim. And we found out that this world could become a place, a real place of Or Goda. A very big Or. So it happens in the night of Pesach we have sort of a sample of what happens in the life of everyone, of every neshama. It starts from the night of Pesach, and we have the days of Sphira, and we reach the final phase of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the ultimate goal of what we were aiming for by Yitzis Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Noich Hashem Lekech Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. In other words, there was Yitzis Mitzrayim. We'll have to define all this with another, but that's the final phase of Yitzis Mitzrayim. I'm teaching you who took you out of Mitzrayim. Noichi, Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You saw Yitzis Mitzrayim, didn't meet really the Rabbeinu Shalem that took you out of Mitzrayim. Noichi, Hashem Elokecha. So you meet the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's the final tachlis. The final attachment to Hashem, the Soga, Amuna, tachlis Ashlemus, tachlis of Amuna, that's the final phase of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's really a sample of what a person has to accomplish in this world. First, the Rebbein Shalom takes a person out of Mitzrayim. Well, he illuminates his neshama, he gives him a light, and becomes, in his early years, usually, sometimes right after the Bar Mitzvah, sometimes a little later, in the years, in the beginning years, and he starts thinking, he starts having asoiris, of Havas Hashem, of Amunah, of Avodas Hashem. And it's only like to take you out of, you know, you're in this world, you're katan, you're in the darkness of Olam Hazeh, you don't have Das. And Rebbein Shalom is murdering you, he arouses you, he wakes you up, you see Elikus. But that's only to take you out of Mitzrayim. It's not your madrega. It's only like to pull you out from the cheshech of Mitzrayim. And it's only the fishah. It's only temporary. It's not for always. You have to work it out. You have to work with that earth. The mayasphere are days that we work with this earth that we attained by Yitzis Mitzrayim. We work out our midos, we make kalim for this ur. And then we zoicha to the real ur. And this is the ur which is not only temporary, it's for always, it's eternal, it's forever. That's the ur of Matan Torah. And that stays with us, that's the real madrega. So it's like a person works all his years. The Bereshit was in Zgalan by Kriyas Yamsuk, like a bocher, like a young person. And you work in the Yemei sphere, and the Bereshit was in Zgalu by Matan Torah, like a zochen, like an old person. A zochen was zoicha through his lifetime, to come to realization, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's a sample of the whole halicha, the whole journey that we journey through our lives till we come, like the pasuk says, "Oirach tzaddikim, the ways of tzaddikim, ka'or noiga, like a oir that goes greater and greater, more intensity, more greater, clearer, ad nechayin ayar, till you reach the noon. The noon, it's the right oir, it's the right oir at its perfection. That nechayin ayar, that's mizoyich by Matan Torah." So Mitzrayim is a cheshech. A cheshech is called a beis asurim, a jail. It's called a cheshech. It's a dungeon. A cheshech is called a jail. Usually, olden times, jails were very dark. Put you into a ditch, into a dungeon. It was dark. It could be masbered, be avoided. What's in the darkness? But what's a beis asurim? A beis asurim means you're tied up, you're handcuffed, your feet are tied up. A person is supposed to be a hoiluch, supposed to go from madrega to madrega, go from level to level. A person shouldn't stay on one madrega. A person is a hoiluch. He always has to elevate himself closer to Hashem, bigger tzaddik. He has to go from one madrega to the next madrega, from level to level. And the way to go, as I'll say, that ksul b'chay shecholach. It's a pasuk, ksul b'chay shecholach. And the Gemara says that someone who does all the chumras of Beishama and Beisilu is machmir. But the Beshama and the Basil, all of Akasavayma, Ksul Bachay Shechaylach. on him, the pasuk says, he's a fool, he's a ksil, and he goes in the choshev. So you have to understand what's, if he does chumras, or b'shamah, b'sulah, he's machmer like everyone. So I don't know, so it's, why is he called ksil b'choshev chodech? Maybe, I don't know what he is, he's too firm, whatever he is. Why is he, it's very hard to, what's exactly this definition? You define him as ksil b'choy shecholach. He's nervous. He's a nervous person. He's too machmer. I know. What to call him? Maybe he has OCD. I know. He's too much machmer. He's too firm. He's nervous. What's that ksil b'choy shecholach? So maybe he means to say like this, that person always has to go from level to level, to madrega to madrega. So he asked this ksil. This ksil is going to say like this: Last year I wasn't such a big tzaddik like this year. Because last year I was only machmer, the chumras, these chumras. But this year I'm machmer all the chumras of the Chazon Ish too. And next year I'll be machmer the Briskerov's chumras too. And next year, I'll be machmer all the Chassidish chumras and the Litvish chumras and more chumras and more chumras. I'm firmer. I'm every year I go from level to level. I'm always more firm. Every year I'm so firm. So this year I'll be machmer kachumre b'sham and kachumre b'sil, all the chumras. I have all chumras in the world. Chassal said that he thinks that halicha means that you come from it. From his part, it could be part of avodas Hashem. Chassidim that didn't like people that were too from. From is one of, could help avodas Hashem to become from. But that's not called halicha. Halicha is that if you mekayim Torah mitzvahs the right way, the right kavana, You have it out. You do it in the right way. So then, the effect of Torah mitzvahs should be that it should bring you closer to Hashem. You should know your madrega means that you now your aman is much stronger, much clearer. Your dveikus and your ahav is Hashem. Your yir is Hashem. Is now higher madrega, and so forth. Your midos. You became more selfless. Not you became more l'shem shemayim. This means that the light of Hashem shines into you. Your neshama gets lighter and lighter. That means you're a hoilo. So if the ksil comes, if someone does kechumre b'shama kechumre b'sil, so that means that he's a ksil. He thinks that hoilo means you become from her. Ksil b'chayshach haylach. He goes in the chayshach. Someone who goes in the air is, wouldn't put the main emphasis on chumras. The main emphasis would be on doing the mitzvah in the right way. The right way, not dafk in a firm way, but in the right way. So it should have the right effect. So the halicha that you go with air. Chazal mentioned that in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, that tzugi, lo'olam yetzer adam b'chi tov, v'yoveh b'chi tov. When it's chi tov, when it's day, then you go on your way. When it's chi tov, when it's dark, you can't go. So Mitzrayim is called a beis asurim, in a jail, a beis asurim, because a beis asurim means that it doesn't let you go. You can't go. You're cuffed in a beis asurim. You can't go out. You can't go out. You're there. You're in one madrega. You're in a beis asurim and you're a madrega. You never go to a higher madrega. Why don't you go to a higher madrega? Because you're in the choshech. You're in the choshech and you can't go in the choshech. Choshech is not a way of going. You go b'chitoyv. Could be that smarumus b'amis in that pasuk. The world learns out that Yetzer b'chitoyv, Yobah b'chitoyv, from Boike Oiv and Oshem Shulchi. Yosef sent his brothers out of Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And the post is Medayik, he sent them Baboike Oiv. Just like Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim when it was light. the morning we went out of Mitzrayim. The night was also light, but we went out high at the Yeritzim B'chayit Shavu. In the day we went out of Mitzrayim. The night was like a preparation for Yitzis Mitzrayim. So in other words, he showed them that you'll go out of Mitzrayim, B'chi Toif. You'll go out of Mitzrayim, it's going to be Ur. They went out of Mitzrayim when it was Ur. So this means going out of Mitzrayim. Going out of Mitzrayim is the Indian of changing over the Choshech Shel Olam Hazeh to Ur Gadol. And the Choshech is going to light Laila Kayam Yor. We have a braisa, it's called the braisa Shel Pinchas Ben Yor. And the Besilas Yerushalayim bases a sefer on this braisa. And this braisa speaks about how you elevate yourself, how you go from madrega to madrega. It speaks about zehiras and then zrizas, and kiyas, and it goes so forth, precious, chasidus, till you reach Ruach HaKodesh. He speaks on making people Bala Madrega, Ne Aliyah, Bala Madrega. So it could be the Hermes that the verse says, Pinchas Ben Yair, Pinchas Ben Yair's mitzvah was Pidyon Shvuah. His mitzvah was taking out people out of jail. That was his mitzvah. He took people out of the jail, Pidyon Shvuah. So I like to think that his biggest Pidyon Shvuah was that he composed this braisa that tells you how to go out of jail. Braisa the Pinchas Ben Yair, the braisa that teaches you to, when you're in captivity in Olam Hazeh, in the darkness of Olam Hazeh, how to get freed, how he zoicha to freedom. This is the braisa of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. It'll be his lashon yohir, his lashon light yohir. Pinchas is also gematria. It's gematria oir with the koil, one more than oir. And Pinchas is El Yohir, and El Yohir comes to us. His name is Pinchas, and the first Pinchas in the Torah we find is Pinchas Ben Ahar Nakoyen. And he comes to us, Pinchas El Yohir comes to us every Pesach night and takes us out of the Beis Asur. He's Poydish Yishvuim, he's Poydish Shvuim. We start our Alicha, the Yimei Asfira. We go, Ad Nakoyen Ayon. This Indian of the Choshech changing over this Choshech Shel Olam Hazeh and being zoicha to this Or has two parts in it in this Indian. First, that Choshech that we seem to encounter with in Olam Hazeh gives us problems. Choshech means everything that has to do with Ra, with evil, with the Yetzer Hara. And it's a Choshech. It's a Choshech. It's against the Neshama. It's the opposite of the Neshama. Against the Seichel, against the Neshama. It's the Nefesh HaBahamas, it's called. And the animalistic instincts that a person has, all the traits that belong to the Yetzer Hara, the Midos. So first, you have to realize that it's a Choshech. You have to define it as a Choshech. Choshech means something that really doesn't exist. It seems to exist, but really doesn't exist. It's not there, Bechlal. darkness. Like a person looks in the darkness, the light in the night, looks out of the window, it's dark. It's completely dark. I say, no, darkness is nothing. It's not a mitzvah. It's not something positive. It's negative. It's nothing. It's a vacuum. It's nothing. It's not a mitzvah. The Yetzer is nothing. He's only a vacuum. He's nothing. He seems to have powers, to have koiches, and to have. He could seduce you. He could make you certain feelings. But he's not there. He's not there. Like the darkness. You know, when something is let's say sweet, and you want something sour, and you want to make it sweet. So you take honey, you take something sweet, and you combine it with something that's sour, so it's going to sweeten the sourness. But it wouldn't be as sweet as honey itself. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. It wouldn't be so sour, but it's going to be something in the middle. So everything, you have two opposites. You know, you put the opposite thing, and it's going to change it over. It's going to have its influence on it. It's going to change it over. But when you have Ur and Choshech, when the Ur comes, it doesn't fight with anything. It's not Pechlal, it's not a mixture of Ur and Choshech. It's not, you can't tell that there was ever a Choshech here. It's only Ur. When there's Ur, there's no Choshech. The Choshech is only a Metzius. It seems like a Metzius as long as Ur didn't come. Once Ur comes, It reveals you a secret that the Choshech is a vacuum. It's nothing. The Ur doesn't have to fight with anything. There's nothing against the Ur. Because relative to the Ur, which the Ur is the real Metzius, Choshech is nothing. The Ur only reveals to you that Choshech is nothing. So that's what we have to realize when it comes to the Ur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to come to realize that Choshech is not a Metzius. It seems like something, but it's nothing. There's a secret in the Indian of Choshech too. Maybe we'll have to be masvered a little, but first, that's the first realization that I have to realize that Choshech, the Choshech that we encounter, the Choshech that we seem to have to do with it, it makes us problems. That's nothing. It's only a vacuum of air. It's no mitzvahs. And he gave us this a shtickel marshal that he give to be masber the Indian of the header of mitzvahs of the choshech, the fact that choshech is nothing. And the good marshal is chametz. The Torah says, "Tashbis is oyer mebateichem." Tevatla. Notice, there's a lot of chametz. You should say chametz is nothing. It's after the ar. It's dust. It's meaningless. It's irrelevant. It's not even there. Tashbisu means that take away its right of existence. No, in other words, don't recognize it. Like you have in politics sometimes. You know, there's a certain government that I don't recognize this government. So in other words, it could be the biggest government. It could be China. It could be the biggest government in the world. But in the world of politics, let's say America says I don't recognize. It's not a legitimate government. It's not there. I'm not gonna send any message to China. I wouldn't have any political connection to relationship to China. Not because China is my enemy. China is not there. It's not a government. It's nothing. Chometz to Vatlan. To Vatlan, it's not there. Tashbisu. Tashbisu. Ka'afrid Arab. Come to the realization that chametz is not there. Because the way we give this moshel, that the Ra is not there. It's like a more Kabbalistic mashal. It's a mashal. Existence comes from Oisis. Oisis. Like Sefer here says, letters are sort of the building blocks of all existence. That makes matter, makes existence. Oisis. The Bereshit with the Oisis, with the letters of the Aleph Beis, the Bereshit created Ma'aseh Bereshit. This is Oisis. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So far, till Tav. Now, the Bereshit made Tzeruf Oisis. Aleph Beis together is a word. Tzerufim. Words. Words are come from combinations of voices. These are words. But what's the metzius? What's the metzius of, from where did the voices come? Where the words come? They came from voices. Just like every matter comes from certain atoms that combine together, and there's a formula for everything that has a metzius. Water is H2O. You know, everything has its formula. That's the metzius. So the Aleph Beis is the sherish of all metzius, and everything is terufim of the oisis. Now all oisis, there's no bad oisis. Aleph is good, and Beis is good. Everything is good. There's no bad things in the oisis. There's no round oisis. Oisis are all good. So how could it be ra? Ra, you could say, is a certain phenomenon, a certain reaction. It's a certain reaction that comes through certain combinations of oisis. And when certain oisis combine a certain way, they create a certain reaction that emerges something new that wasn't bechlal in the oisis. It's not part of the oisis, but it became something foreign. That strange reaction that just happened through the intertwining certain oises in a certain way. So you can't say it's a metzius, because the metzius is oises, the building blocks are oises, the oises are good. It started after the oises, it started from the tzirufe oises, from the combination of the oises, started the metzius of Ra. Reish is good, Ayin is good. If I'll change the tziruf, it's going to be air. Shem air in Eloyon of Eloyisham. When Resh becomes before Ayin, it's a certain reaction that makes a new type of metzius, which is not a real metzius because it's not an oisis. If it's not an oisis, it's not a metzius. If we'll have time, you know, I'm limited with time, I'll be able to be masbert more than another. But first, this is a reaction of oisis. So that's the end of chametz. What's chametz? There's dough, which is made of water and flour. So what happened there? There's flour and there's water. Flour is not chametz. Water is not chametz. Flour and water is matzah. Chametz is a reaction that happens when flour and water come together. They make a certain reaction that a new thing came about, chametz. It expanded, it blew up. What's chametz? It's not there. It's nothing. It's a balloon. It's a balloon. It expanded, it became like a balloon, and it became chametz. It's nothing there. It's not flour. I'm not eating chametz. I'm eating flour and water. I'm not eating chametz. Chametz is not there. It seems to be there, but it's not there. It's nothing. It's a sheker shebadasi balami. It's not a metzius. Has no ingredient. What's chametz? There's no ingredient to chametz. What's chametz? Nothing. It's made of flour and water. In the ingredients of the chametz, you don't find chametz. So that's what the Torah says, tashbisu. Come to the realization that chametz is not there, tashbisu. It's not there. It's the vatla, be mevatlet, and come to realize that the Yetzirah and the Chametz is only a certain reaction, but it's not there b'chlal. Once you bring the true Metzius into this world, then it's going to vanish. Chametz is going to vanish. Tashbisa is like Shabbos. Bring the oil of Shabbos. Shabbos is called Pesach, it's called Shabbos. With this koyach of Metzius Huamas, the Metzius HaShekeh will be bottled me'elof. It's going to be bottled by itself. The Amos wouldn't have to fight with anything. Like the Chavis of Ovid says in the Yetzirah. Kamer Kroivim Apalosai. How close, how very easy is his downfall. K'shetargish l'chil shoser. When he realizes his weakness. Shabba rak la'amas as a sheker. He comes to make the sheker look like amas. But once you find his weakness, so you attack him in his weakness and come to realization that he only advertises the sheker, blows up the sheker, but he's nothing. It's meaningless. It's empty. There's nothing. He doesn't sell anything. So kama kroiva mapalosa, how close is mapala shetargish l'chol shasa, when you'll be margish his weakness. So this is the realization when the light of Niyotze B'Soich Mitzrayim comes to us, and then it's Tashbisa. Then we mevatel the Chametz. So now we'll try to be mazbet a little deeper, this whole inyan. When we say the bittul of the Ra, the Metzius of the true Metzius of the Toif. First, when we spoke about, we said this mashal on chametz, the mashal of the Ra, because like chametz is a reaction of flour and water, which is not flour, it's not water. Ra is a reaction of oisis, of tzirufei oisis, which is not, doesn't have its source in the oisis b'chlal. So if you define it this way, that is oisis. Oisis really are a certain koyach, a certain inyan, a certain light. But it's not a light that you could understand. In other words, there's certain things that you have to behold. You see it. You have to sense it. You have to behold it. But it's not understood. You see this in Kabbalah, it's called there's Chachma, there's Bina. Chachma means it exists, but it can't be defined. And Bina means it could be defined. You can understand it. It could be Masber. Let's say this Madregis of Chachma. There's Pnimi is a Chachma. And there's Chitzonis a Chachma. It's Chachmas Chitzonis. Two types of Chachma. Bina is called B'chlal Chitzonis L'gaba Chachma. So first like this. First we speak about Chitzonis a Chachma. First, B'kitzah, the difference, the definition of Pnimis and Chitzonis means Pnimis means everything that has a shayach with the neshama. It could only be sensed and come in contact with your neshama. And Chitzonis means that you could come in contact with it with your guftu, your body too. Gashmis and Ruchnis. Now, Chitzonis HaChachma means Chachma, you can't really understand it, but you should know that it does exist, even though you don't really understand it. It means, it means the laws of logic, the basic laws of logic, which is called in the Rishonim, scholars of Rishonim. Laws. 1 + 1 = 2. Yes. Why is 1 1 2? Prove it. Oh, I say 1 1 is 3. Who told you 1 1 is 2? 1 1 is 3. Just prove me. Why is 1 1 2? Why should 1 1 be 2? Why should 1 1 3 3? That's a basic logic. You don't know why. You don't have to know why. That's it. Why itself? The word why is built on logic. You can't with the word why contradict logic, because why itself is built on logic. What's why? Why? What's why? A half is smaller than a whole. Maybe a half is bigger than a whole. Who says when you have a whole and you divide it into two, the half is going to be smaller? It's going to be bigger. Laws of logic. You don't have to prove it. All definitions and all understanding come after the laws of logic. The laws of logic are the basic laws of logic. This is called chachma. Chachma means it's a matzius. Bina is working with the laws of logic to understand different things. But chachma is... But that's still called chachmas chitzonis. It has to do with bina too. Even though I can't really know why, but I understand. You can't say I can't understand. I understand that 1 1 is 2, you know. I can't tell you why exactly, but it's called the chelik of chachma, which is sort of more connected to the bina than to the chachma. It's chacham bebina. It's called chacham bebina. And bina itself, there's chachma. That's chitzonis. It's a lashon of Sefer Yetzirah, Chacham Bebina. Now there's Pnimis HaChachma. Pnimis HaChachma means Hasogis Alukus. It's an Hashemitic thing. Hasogis means you come in contact with Ruchnius, with the Rebbeinu Shleim, in a way that's higher than explanation. It's like seeing the thing. You see the Rebbeinu Shleim, like you see the sun. You don't have to explain it. You saw it. You sensed it. You see it. Your senses tell you that there's a sun. It's called Hasogis. These Hasogis are called Pnimis HaChachma. They have nothing to do with Bina. In Torah, you have also two parts of Torah. Araisim Bina Nafkas, Araisim HaChachma Nachmas. There's Toshima. Toshima means you understand. That's Nigla Sator, you always have Toshima. In Pnimi Sator, you have also Tochazi. Tochazi, it's a sogis. It's, no, if you're not an Ish Neshama, if you're not a Neshamatic person, a person who just gets in contact with things that he can't understand, you don't have a real Shaykhis to Pnimi Sator. Pnimi Sator is the Neshama de Arais, the Neshama of the Torah. It's the Nisham, it's seeing. That's called Pnimis. Now when you talk about Oisius, and you talk about words, what are Oisius? Define Aleph. What's Aleph? There's no definition for Aleph. There's no definition of Aleph. What does Aleph mean? I don't know. It could mean something. If Aleph means something, it's because it's a word Aleph. Aleph Lamed Peh. But the Ois Aleph, the letter Aleph. But it is something. If you want to know what Aleph is, the light of the Ois has the light for you. It's a light of Ois. It's a Oir. It's a Oir Hashem, which can't be defined. And this is called the building block of the Bria. In other words, with the light of Hashem, He created the Bria. Kulam b'chachma asisa. With chachma, not with bina, with chachma. With chachma, the Rebbeinu Shem created the Bria. Chachma means koyach ma. The koyach of ma. Ma means mer. Something that is. It's called ma. Koyach ma means the koyach that gives existence to everything that exists. This is the Koyach HaChachma of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Just like our Chachma means that we come in contact to things that are, that 1 1 is 2, is something that exists. We come in contact and we know that about through our Chachma. We can't define it. or let's say Asagas Elikus, to be Asagas Pnimis Achachem. We come in contact to that through our Chachem. But the Rebbein Shalom, it's not. The Rebbein Shalom knows something. The Rebbein Shalom has Chachma. The Rebbein Shalom's Chachma made it into something. In other words, you could say in a different language, because the Rebbein Shalom knows about it, that's why it came to exist. The Rebbein Shalom's idea, the Rebbein Shalom's Chachma made it into existence. Koyachma. It made it into existence. This is Koyachma. This is Chachma. So first, I'll have to blinad al bimaz b'talumo. But first, this is the inyan, this is the chilik of Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilum, that the chilik became by Dora Flogge. Dora Flogge, the Rebbein Shloilum, divided Klal Yisrael from the Umas Oilum, and sort of the Umas Oilum got separated from Klal Yisrael and they started to hold the pechira of Klal Yisrael. Came to choose Klal Yisrael. It was Avraham Avinu, the door of Avraham Avinu. And the chilek came about, the Rebbein Shem took away Lashon Kodesh from the Mizrahi. Till then they were all talking Lashon Kodesh, and Sof Achas at Varam Achadam, and they wanted, they used Avonim to build a Migdol, the Levenim, they made Levenim, a big Migdol, Vereshu B'Shemayim, and Rebbein Shem took them out, divided, took them out from Yatsuf Gulus Amam, Bafrida ibn Ayodam, which was mafred them from Klal Yisrael, from the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and started building a new Amanifcha. It came through taking away Lashon Kodesh from the Mizrael. Lashon Kodesh means that the letters of Lashon Kodesh, even without the definition, are also something. You could translate Lashon Kodesh in all the shoynes. You could translate. I mean, translate, but it's not Lashon Kodesh. It means everything that Lashon Kodesh says. So what's the difference? Why is it not Lashon Kodesh? You translate it, you metargam it into different shoynes. The difference is, it's not the letters of Lashon Kodesh. It's not the verbal letters, it's not the phonetic letters, it's not the written letters, it's not the letters of Lashon Kodesh. It's the definition of Lashon Kodesh, but it's not the letters of Lashon Kodesh. What's the difference? The difference is because the letters itself mean something. The letters are Chachma. The letters are called Chachma. In other words, you could define it and you could understand Bina, that's Bina, but Chachma, that's Lashon Kodesh. It's Kodesh. It's Pnimius. It's Kodesh. It's Neshama. It's something that can't be defined. It can only be seen. By the tzaddikim, the oisis of the Shemes HaKadoshim, they light. They see the light of the oisis. So Lashon Kodesh, the difference Lashon Kodesh and different Lashonis is not in the definition, not in the Bino, but rather in the Chachma, in the oisis itself, in the light of the oisis. The letters of Lashon Kodesh are called the letters, the natural letters of Bria Zoylem. Before the Rebbein Shem changed over, it probably was Bikir, it was Adam Rishon, before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. No one had to teach him Lashon Kodesh. The natural speech of a neshama, of Adam, is Lashon Kodesh. So that's because that's the Shamz Achelik al Kaim Mal, and his Dibber is Lashon Kodesh. The Moshul was also, since Lashon Kodesh, the letters of Lashon Kodesh are the building blocks of the world, so they built all Binyanim, they built with natural stones that were natural, that were the Bria Zoylem. Natural, just like Lashon Kodesh is the natural language which the bunch created the world with that. So all structures, all houses, everything was built with Avonim. They took Avonim, plain stones from the mountains, whatever, and they made houses with that. artificial avana are called levena, bricks. Bricks is artificial levena which were invented by Dora Flaga. And with this artificial avonim, they were boina migdal, which is Rosh Hashemai. You know, dibur is called malchus. Malchus is called dibur. Malchus peh. Really, malchus should be min Hashemai. The bunch is mamana malach. The first artificial malach was Nimrod. He heichal is giver b'aretz. Artificial melech means artificial dibur, artificial words. Artificial words mean artificial binyanim, artificial binyan. They made levena, bricks. So the Bereshim punished them. From now on, you're going to have artificial languages, not the natural language. Languages that the people invented. People compose these languages. It's not the natural language. It's not Lashon Kodesh. So the Bereshit was maflik them. He took them out of Chachma and made them artificial. That's the pasuk that says Evan is the Avonim. Evan is called Malchus too in Kabbalah. Evan, Malchus, Avonim, Oisis. Evan Moasu Aboinim. That built this Migdal is Evan Moasu. They were Mamas, this Evan. Of the Rebbein Shalem's Avonim. But this Evan Hoysel Rosh Pina, that's the cornerstone of the Kedusha, that's David HaMelech, that's the Dibur. And what's the mile of this Evan? Me'eis Hashem Hoysel Zois. This is Avonim that the Rebbein Shalem made. It's not Avonim that people make. And what's the pshat of this Avonim? Why can't he make artificial Avonim? Why can't he translate that everything? Why can't he translate everything into different Lashonis? I don't know why. He in the Flas Beinainu. It's a Pella. The first ois of the Aleph base is Aleph. Aleph is the Lashon Pella. It's a Pella. I don't understand it. It's a Ur. It's a Ur Hashem. It's a Pella. Me'eis Hashem ois is ois. He in the Flas Beinainu. This is Beinainu. We look at these oises. We don't hear these oises. We don't define these oises. We behold these oises. He in the Flas Beinainu. So this is Lashon Kodesh. You know the Dibur went out of Mitzrayim. Dibur is Malchus, Lashon Kodesh. So it means like this. That the world went through a big change. Very basic change, a great change. The world became transformed through Yetzias Mitzrayim, especially by Matan Torah, which is the final phase of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, you asked someone, a chacham, if you ever met a chacham, a wise person, a real wise person, a real chacham, and you look around this world, you see a universe, you see a world, Shemayim, Oretz, Shmei Hashemayim, Kechavim, you see Yamim, Nahara, yeah, you see a lot of things. It's like you see a big, I don't know what you call it, a big city, you call it a house, you call it a business, I don't know, you call it a system, a whole thing. And you ask a very basic question: what's the pshat of this whole thing? What's the purpose of this? What's happening here? I see people living, people. Dying, people get. I see people going to business, I see people running, doing. I don't think they'll do it. It's a big business, it's a very big business. What's happening here? What's the pshat of this whole business? What's the purpose? What's happening? So, the chacham, so I'm going to say it very, you have to say it very precise, very briefly, and just very fundamental, Says this is a whole system that there should be creators, creations that could connect and have a connection to their creator. That's it. That's what's happening. The Bereshit made a bria, that through this bria you could connect to Hashem. You look at the bria, Kilam B'chachma Sisa, you see Ein Bira B'lei Manik, there's a manik over here. And you see how he conducts the bria, you see what he wants from this whole bria. And he sees that the whole tachlis is the Adam, And the tachlis of Adam is that he should have dveikus in Hashem. He should be connected to Hashem. He should be a tzaddik. And that's what's happening here. Now you look at the Bria, and from this Bria, you have Akara and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, like Avraham Avinu. He says he was makir the Bibaram ze Avraham. The whole Bria is Avraham. Your makir is Bara. Okay. And through this, of course, you have a Havas Hashem, you have Yiras Hashem. You see the Toiv of Hashem, Vayar Lekim Ki Toiv, everything is Toiv. The Bresham created a breed that's Toiv. Okay, so you know the Toiv of Hashem, you know that. You have a Havas Hashem and you serve Hashem. And this is a very big Toiv. It's a very worthy Tachlis for such a big business. It's very worthy to create such a creation for such a sublime and such a great Tachlis. So this makes sense. But the Bereshit is even higher than that. And the Bereshit does yeser says. Oh, it's called like tshuva. Yeser says, not plain. Much more than anything. And that change happened by Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, that's not pshat in the Bria. Nah, his not kodesh baruch hamayin sebereshis. That the Klaus will be Makabal. It's only a T'nai, it's a condition. It's going to bring about something else that's going to be the real Bria. And that's Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, when he asks what's Pshat in the Bria, no, the Bria is not a place that from the Bria you should realize Hashem. The Bria is the resting place of Hashem. It's the vessel. Hashem created something that he should rest on it. No, he should become revealed in the Bria. You don't have to look in the Bria to see Hashem. You can see Hashem himself. But every oil has to have a keli, has to have a vessel, into what to rest. The vessel of the Bria, the vessel of Elikus, is the Bria. Now, what's the Bria? A Beis HaMikdash. What's the whole Bria? A Beis HaMikdash. B'tzalo yidei l'tzar v'oisi shevam nivri shemayim v'oretz. A Bria is a Mishkan Hashem. And when you're a tzaddik, you're not a tzaddik because you realize Hashem from the Bria, you become a Mishkan Hashem. Looking at the tzaddik, you meet Hashem himself. This is the idea of Matan Torah. Matan Torah, panim b'panim debar Hashem amacha. Face to face. Oh, don't look at the Bria and see me. Face to face, you meet the Creator himself. You meet the Rebbeinu Shem himself. So when you see Bina, it's called understanding. That's the Bria before Matan Torah. Understanding Hashem. Maven Dover Metach Dover. You Maven Dover Metach Dover. You understand. Dover Metach Dover. It's like Bechava says, the Bereshit took Chava from Adam and gave a Bina Yisera, Ki Ma Ish L'Kach HaZeh. She should know that she came from the Ish. The Ish made her, sort of. But that's not the Tachlis. That's the Yichud, Pana B'Pana. She doesn't have to understand that she came from the Ish. She and the Ish is one. The Ish and the Ish are two plagufet. It's one. It's a Yichud, Pana B'Pana. That's Yom Chasin Asa, it's a Matan Torah. The Bereshit wedded the Bria. Panim b'panim, he became one with the Bria, was mas'achad with the Bria. So that's the tachlis of the Bria. So in the middle, sort of the intermediary between the panim and between the achar, this is the whole process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it has a lot of madrigas. Yitzias had a lot of madrigas. First you went out of Mitzrayim, then it creates Yamsif, then the Daman. It was a whole process till you reached Matan Torah. What's Yitzias Mitzrayim? First you have Nisan. The Nisan. When you have a Nes, so you have to understand from the Bria that you have Hashem. No, you see Hashem, you see Nisan. Ani Hashem b'karev ha'aretz. Hashem makes Nisan. Hashem does that. The Bria, you see a creation. Bria b'lo manik, very good. Kilom b'chach masis, he didn't meet Hashem. Nisan, you see a miracle, so you see the Yad Hashem, you see Hashem himself. It's not like Matan Torah. Matan Torah is much more than that. Matan Torah is Har Sinai. The Mor has a Havaman, and it's called Nisim. It's not Nisim. Mor says it's not Nisim. It's Panim b'Panim. The Russia. When you have Nisim, it's not completely that you meet Hashem. You understand Hashem. Of course, who did the Nisim? Of course, only Hashem does the Nisim. But you didn't meet him. You understand very clearly, almost like you met him, but not mamish you met him. In a deeper sense of Pichsidus, the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim are not plain Nisim. It's not plain. No, it's not like you prove Hashem through the Nisim. It's more than that. The Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim are certain oiris, certain lights of Emuna, which become Melubish and veiled in this Nisim. That's why this B'derech Skula, when you talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's not talking like about different Nisim. The Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Saper Yitzis Mitzrayim means when you talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, you're talking with the light of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the light of Amunah, which went into every Makkah, into every Nes. There was a certain light which is called Rafa in the Yisrael, which went into every Makkah, and this gave you sort of a certain Kedusha, which is much more than the Nes. The Nes is only the Chatzonis, the Levush, the veil, you see a nes, but there's a pnimistic nes, which is the nes, is the oir of Yitzis Mitzrayim. In other words, every intermediary has to have two parts of it. One that leans to this side, and one that leans to the other side. The chitzonis of the nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim is sort of a verification of the bina. You understand it much closer, much better. The pnimis of Yitzis Mitzrayim is the aura of Matan Torah. So we came closer and closer to Matan Torah as much as we went out of Mitzrayim. The man. Man was much more than a nes. Man was the Litan Torah, the Euch Laman. It was a soge. Man is a soge, a nani covet. Yeah, besides being plain Nisan, they were all a sogis alukus. They were all brought you closer to Matan Torah. And by Matan Torah, like Chazal said, after I'll take you out of Mitzrayim, you'll come to realize that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. No, Yitzis Mitzrayim is not enough. You have to be masik the Rebbein Shem that took you out of Mitzrayim. That's a noichi Hashem alakecha asher tzisicha meretz Mitzrayim. So this is the whole process of Yitzis Mitzrayim. We start out with Ani Hashem Yoytzi B'Soch Mitzrayim. The Oyer of Hashem comes to Mitzrayim. And then it came only like a lightning in Mitzrayim to take us out of Mitzrayim. And then the Bereshit took away these Moichim. And then we work in the Mayasphere that the Noichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. Now you understand this Hashem Alekecha that took you out of Mitzrayim. So in other words, it's the same thing like we said before. There's Bino, there's all the Shoinas, different Lashoinas, Bino, which is not Panu B'Panu. It's not Panu B'Panu. What's Bino? Bino starts with the Tziruf Eosis. Bino is understanding. Understanding, you can't understand letters. You can't understand words. With his words, I can't really realize the fact that the choshech is not there, because the words could be mitzarev into ra'atu. But once, the closer and closer you get to the oisis itself, until you reach the peak of lashon kodesh, kedoshim to you, lashon kodesh, then you realize there's no such thing as Rab Chalal. There's no Yetzirah. Paskus Amosam. By Matan Torah, Paskus Amosam. And Yomati Elokim Atam. It's Paskus Amosam. There's no Rab Chalal. No Metzius of Ra. Okay, if we would have had more time, I would have gone further. But it's also Megala Seichel Lekai. What's Pshat in the Ratu? There's a Pshat in the Ratu. That's completely divine, completely Elokus. That's Oya Tshuva. That's when Klaus came to Tshuva and they came to realize something that like this, we say the choshech is not there. You could say the choshech is there, but it's not that choshech. Not the way you understand it. It's a different choshech. But I can't do it. It's too lengthy hasbara. It's limited with the time. But that's the hatter of chametz in Matan Torah. That's why the Torah, other rabbi, by Matan Torah, the shtei lechem was chametz. You're not perish from chametz. It's chametz too. Because that defines the Yetzirah and the Chametz in a different way that's completely elikus, which is really called the Ur HaTshuva, the Ur of Tshuva, the Ur to understand how could there be such a thing as, because you can't, Urah Moshel, you could ask a kasha, really. That's why I didn't finish the husband. We said the Oysi is a Toiv, and the Ra is a Metzi is a reaction. But you can ask, how could it become a reaction from something that's only a toy? How does it come about, a strange reaction from something that's... From where does that reaction come? Well, this is the side which is a side of Matan Torah. This is a side of Matan Torah. It has to do higher than the Oysis. It's the Kutzei, the Koytzei, the Koytzei is from the Oysis. And this is a new gili of Matan Torah. But generally speaking, the whole Indian is... To be battle the choshech, at least the choshech, the way we look at the choshech, and Oma Hoylchem b'choshech, Rory or Godel, that's the Irish of Melech HaMashiach, change over the whole choshech into a big oil. Many people, that's bizarre already to it, but we'll all be very much embarrassed to see how much we became sort of impressed from the choshech. We thought that we have to fight something, like, you know, yeah. Someone doesn't, he thinks, you know, he gets in spoil, he gets impressed from, then when he comes to her, he says, why was I such a fool? I let myself so be deceived by the choshech. How, where were my eyes? Where was my heart? It's going to be a big busha. This is the busha that we zoicha to be matan Torah. Matiyah rosa el panechem zeh busha. Zeh busha. How is he? No, you came to the brush, you have a big Yetzirah. Big Yetzirah, This is nothing. You're fighting nothing. You get in the spot from something that's not there even. It's an image, it's a dimion, it's nothing. So let's hope to be Zoycha, the Karev, to the Busha. Zoya Shem Abelach, the Kalorets, may remain Amen.